3. Step aside. The decision to invite inspiration within to help. What? You have already stepped back. Now you have to step aside too? Yes. Be not afraid. Stepping aside is putting out the welcome mat for inspiration within. You have a part in all of this. Your part has been perfectly created and crafted within you. It is your exquisite willingness to allow inspiration to be inspiration. It is your willingness to be host to inspiration. Receive your guest. Being host to inspiration within, you will come to see within yourself a well-mastered place, a place that dwells in service to you and to those you serve. Be the host. I am willing to receive inspiration. Opening to inspiration within is willingness. There is nothing you need to make happen. Simply be willing. In willingness, your whole being comes into inspired alertness, a restful, awakened state. Your slumbering replaced with a purposeful decision to receive inspiration. Unfold any clenching. Open. Seeing your cares and woes absorbed into peace. Now your hands are empty. Receive. Action. Allow stillness to replace the chatter. Rest in quiet patience. Be open to receiving inspiration's help. Put forth your questions, thoughts, and/or concerns. Am I willing to ask? Is there another way to see this? What will be truly helpful now? Allow stillness to replace the chatter. Allow sanity to replace insanity. Give pardon to the cubicle conversation being carried on in your mind. And I mean carried. What a load. Drop it. In your stepping aside, you are now the host to stillness. Opening to the stillness between the words and behind the thoughts of any residual chatter. Stillness abounds. Rest in quiet patience. Patience is not something the cubicle mind understands. It boxes patience up within its time frame. Okay, it says, I will be patient for 5 minutes, but that's all. The cubicle self is incapable of patience, real patience. So the direction to rest in quiet patience is given. Unrest is the nature of the noisy cubicle mind, thus it lacks patience. Rest is the nature of quiet. Be with quiet. Find patience here. Be open to receiving inspiration's help. Open how? Pause. Pausing is opening. You may hear a lot about being open, opening ourselves up, etc. The cubicle self does not know how to truly open. It is closed for business when it comes to opening to inspiration. Be opened and open. How does inspiration within help? By coming to your aid, illuminating any lingering darkness in your mind. Darkness is the experience of forgetting the light is on. Choosing the mind in the dark is like walking into a light-filled room with your eyes closed, feeling around for your closet and looking for your white shirt. And why would you not use the light that is fully at your disposal? Being open is flipping your awareness switch on. The light of inspiration is always at your disposal. It is always on. If you want to be aware of this fact, pause. Illuminating the darkness clears up a lot of confusion for now you're not rumbling around in your dark closet, falling into the closet, knocking things over, getting hit on the head by junk falling out of the closet, tripping over stuff falling at your feet, busting your toe on the edge of the furniture as you walk out with what you are guessing is your white shirt, only to eventually see that you grabbed the wrong shirt. In fact, it's not even a shirt. It's a pajama top. On, and such a waste of time. Open instead. Inspiration within sees all that needs to be seen and helps you to see it too. Even if your vision is not so clear just yet after opening to inspiration's help, you have been given an inner flashlight, your inspired heart mind, to lead you through the darkness. This is the heart mind with the light on. Put forth your questions, thoughts, and/or concerns. Inspiration within your inspired heart mind will take anything you are willing to give. It is an inner knowing calling out, questions, thoughts, concerns, I am here to help. The only thing is, this inner knowing is not selling anything, rather offering you free help. How many times do you disregard this inner knowing, thinking there is nothing there for you? You are hungry for something else. And just what something else would that be? What are you hungry for? Thirsting for? Love is here, with real help. And it is free. No strings attached. Receive it. Deprive yourself of receiving help, and you deprive another as well. For it is in your receiving help that you will now be able to help another. How long do you intend to listen to this monotonous voice yelling out, "No, I'm okay, everything's fine, I don't really have any problems I need help with right now, I can figure this one out on my own, this practice isn't for me, maybe I will tell so-and-so about this, or maybe I'll give it a whirl sometime down the line when I need some help." In other words, when things in my life are really falling apart. Are you kidding? Face it. You know all about falling apart, or you would not be reading this. Your cubicle blind thinking needs healing, not new sunglasses. The body's eyes may have 20/20 vision, but the thinking of the cubicle self is short-sighted, blind-sighted, and has been sighted looking everywhere for nothing and finding it. The cubicle mind is falling apart. Look around you. Look inside of you. People, the world, your friends, your family, your neighbors, you are falling apart. Look within you. Surely something in you is crying out for help, or something in you wants to help, but does not know how to begin. Herein lies the problem. Your unwillingness to ask for help and receive help is causing your unawareness of needing help and needing to help others. You have received a great gift, and yet you refuse over and over again to open the gift. Your constant decision to delay your opening of this gift is leading you nowhere. Meanwhile, all of love awaits you. Help is at your doorstep. You will have the opportunity to receive this help or turn it away. Each choice is this choice. You will remain uncertain about this choice as long as you remain unwilling to receive help. What then are you to give to inspiration within in order to receive help in return? This moment will do. Give this moment to inspiration within. Give all that appears to be happening within you, to another, in front of you, ahead of you, in your sight, out of sight, in your mind, in your heart, in your past, in your future, today, tomorrow, yesterday, history, time, space, body, mental state, emotional state, relationships, hatred, love, evil, darkness, light, prayer, government, politics, voting, current events, entertainment, a decision, a worry, a thought, a feeling, a grievance, jealousy, greed, envy, lying, gossip, playing, sports, arts, music, dance, poetry, writing, emailing, phone calling, conversations, unforgiveness, discussions, sharing, giving, receiving, reading, watching television, movies, hobbies, instincts, intuitions, awareness, fitness level, routine, brain work, healing, health, jargon, intellect, appointments, bank accounts, kitchen work, laundry, running errands, raising children, caregiving for your parents, sleeping, waking, being a helper in the world, and anything else. Anything else? You need love's help with everything if you want the healing peace that only love gives. Am I willing to ask, is there another way to see this? What will be truly helpful now? Are you willing to ask? It is up to you. Ask anything. Here is the deal. If you are not willing to give over any of this stuff, renewing its lease on your mind and taking up residence in your heart and body, you are forfeiting the help. Yes, inspiration within is forever standing at the intersection of willingness and unwillingness. Which will you choose? As for your questions, the answers are given as your questions are given to inspiration within. All questions, thoughts, and concerns receive a response. Not necessarily in the timing you want, but in the way you need. The dust settles. Stepping aside settles the dust. Breathe.